Welcome to episode 45 of the Mayberry Devotional, entitled, What's on the Inside? Today I'll be looking at season 2, episode 10 of the Andy Griffith Show, The Club Men. I'll be looking at scripture from 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not look upon his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Our episode starts off with Andy coming back from a fishing trip with Roger Courtney. When Andy agrees to letting Roger bring some friends along on the next trip, Roger invites Andy and Barney up to the state capitol to come by the Esquire Club. Andy makes his way into the courthouse and finds Barney asleep in the back room. Andy decides to surprise Barney and have a little fun with it, and he goes back out and makes a considerable amount of noise when he comes in. As Barney rushes out from the back room, he goes outside to finish some work, and Andy then notices that Barney doesn't have his shoes on, so he finds them and hides them. Barney then artfully goes about trying to locate his shoes when he comes back in, and Andy finally shows him that he's had them all along. Barney gets a little aggravated until Andy mentions the invite to the Esquire Club. As Barney and Andy are about to go on patrol, Barney decides to go by the barbershop first. Barney tries to be nonchalant and drops all kinds of hints about their invite, but he keeps getting overlooked by Floyd until Andy has to finally tell Floyd to ask Barney what he's been hinting around about. And then Barney starts bragging about going to the state capitol for the Esquire Club. After Andy leaves, Barney and Floyd start talking about the club, and Barney worries that Andy might not be sophisticated enough to join this club. Barney then tries to coach Andy on some things that he needs to discuss while at the Esquire Club to make him seem like they'd fit in better. The evening of the club meeting comes, and we see Andy as he's getting ready, and Barney shows up, and they head on out. The scene changes to the inside of the Esquire Club as we see members of the club talking to one another and mingling around, and Barney and Andy show up at the door. Roger Courtney goes and he greets him and escorts him around and introduces him to several members. While Barney tries his best to fit in, he unwittingly embarrasses himself by talking about stocks and golf, and it's rather obvious that he's trying too hard to fit in and he's not being taken seriously. The next morning, back at the Taylor house, the family is sitting down at the breakfast table and talking about the previous night's adventures. Andy doesn't seem to care one way or the other if he gets in, but comments on how Barney is really the one who's excited about the idea of membership. Barney then comes storming in, trying to find out if anybody has called with news of their membership. After a few minutes of anxious waiting, Andy reminds Barney that he has a school crossing to take care of. Later, back at the courthouse, we see that Andy's there, and Roger and Tom Wilson come by to give Andy the news, and we find out that Andy's made their membership, but, well, Barney come up a little short. Once Roger and Tom leave, Barney returns to the courthouse, where he finds out the news that they agreed to accept one of them as a member, but not the other. Barney gets mad, and he sits down and he writes a letter, resigning from the club. Barney is under the impression that they took him, but they turned down Andy, and Barney does not want to go to a club like that. In the epilogue, Andy comes in the courthouse, telling Barney that there's another club that's looking for Barney and Andy to join. Barney gets so excited, and he learns it's a Tomahawk Club that wants him, and he's never heard of him. When Barney doesn't recognize the club name to begin with, we see that the head of the club comes in and welcomes them, and it's none other than Opie. So the scripture I chose today comes from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not look upon his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. The time period for this scripture comes shortly after the nation of Israel has asked God for a king. The people wanted to be like all the other nations and have a human king to rule over them. Saul was chosen as the first king, and it would be safe to say that Saul started off doing well, but after a while, he didn't follow God like he should, and God ended up rejecting him. God then sent Samuel out to a field to Jesse, a farmer and a sheep owner, to find one of Jesse's sons who would be the next king of Israel. The only problem for Samuel was that God didn't tell him exactly which one it was up front. As Samuel meets Jesse's firstborn, Eliab, he is very impressed by his height. Scripture doesn't tell us what other features he had, but I'm sure he's probably very good-looking, maybe physically fit to the point of being muscular. When Samuel looked upon him, he probably thought this was the perfect leader, as he would be someone that everyone wanted to be like, everyone would look up to. But it was from God's answer in Scripture that we'll look and see how it relates to our episode. You see, God answered Samuel and tells him not to judge him because of his height or because of his appearance, but because, see, God had already rejected him. God tells Samuel he doesn't look at the physical attributes of a person, but he looks at the heart. When Barney first came to the Esquire Club, he wanted to impress them with what he thought was some good bits of information. It seems like for every one step Barney took forward, unfortunately, he went back two steps. Barney wanted more than anything to fit in the Esquire Club. He had his impression on what the club was supposed to be like and felt like he wanted to fit in smoothly, and he even tried to help Andy along. Later in the episode, after a vote was taken, we learned that, you know, Andy was accepted unanimously, but Barney, well, let's just say, bless his heart. Barney didn't make the cut, and he wasn't asked to join. You know, I think that if Barney had acted like himself, that maybe he would have made it into the membership. But Barney wanted people to see him as somebody who was their equal, somebody who knew the things that they knew and, you know, knew what he would be talking about. You might say that Barney was concerned about his outward appearance, much the way that Samuel looked at Jesse's oldest son and thought that he might be the king. Eliab probably had the physical characteristics that made him look like somebody important, and Barney was concerned about making himself look important also. Have you ever tried to change yourself, maybe to impress others so that you could fit in? Maybe you've changed your appearance, the way you dress, or maybe you've changed the way you act. Maybe it's something more dramatic. You know, maybe you've taken up a sport that you didn't like just to impress people. Unfortunately, many people are only concerned with what they can see of someone. Many people tend to judge you on your outward appearance or on your outward actions. And social media nowadays, these apps, they totally exploit this at all times. Most social media apps allow you to use filters on your pictures you take. Filters that can make you look like a dog that has you have a dog tongue or dog ears, or maybe you look like a banana, or maybe you look like a clown with a big red nose. There are also filters that will change your picture, you know, to black and white, you know, some more practical ones. And then there's one that's called a beauty filter. Best I can tell, it's supposed to do away with any blemishes, wrinkles, or maybe your skin color, you know, so your skin tone makes it all look the same. My wife sent me a picture a couple weeks ago using one of these filters, and really the app went overboard. When I got the picture, I told her, I said, I didn't like it a bit. I told her it didn't look like her. I said, I just didn't like it. It changed her appearance so much that, I'll be honest with you, I just about didn't recognize her. When she asked me about it more, I told her, I said, that's not the woman that I fell in love with. That's not the woman that I married. The filter she used tried to change who she was, and I didn't like it. Samuel looked at Jesse's son Eliab and saw someone who was fit to be a perfect mold for what a king should be. But God saw something different. He saw the heart of David, and he chose him to be the next king. Barney saw the Esquire Club, and he tried to put on airs to become what he thought they wanted. Of course, he didn't do well with it, and they really didn't get to know the true Barney, who might have had a good chance of becoming a member. So many times people try to change the way that people see them so much that it skews who they really are. When we interact with others, let's try to be ourselves, because once we get to know somebody, I think it's pretty safe to say that's what's on the inside that counts most to us. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Mayberry Devotional. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and leave me a rating or a comment. I'd appreciate it. I hope you'll join me next week as we'll be looking at episode 11 of season 2, The Pickle Story. Until then, thanks for listening.